Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Lessons episodes of Success Story, part of the HubSpot podcast network. These Lessons episodes will be shorter conversations with past guests, valued members of the Success Story community, and myself. They'll be focused on teaching you actionable, insightful takeaways that you can use to upskill your personal and professional life. Let's talk about everybody. Let's say somebody's already bought into the concept of personal brand. So let's skip that conversation because that's a whole other can of worms that I think that we can go into another time. But say somebody already wants to build a personal brand. How do they do it? What are the first steps? What do they speak about? And then how do they grow from 0 to 6 million followers? What's the game plan for that?
My God. Well, when you want to grow your following, the first thing you want to do is you want to learn social media. So do like I did, get yourself a program and learn, because I'm going to give you some tips right now, which are in, for example, one of my big programs. But there are 50 blueprint winning steps that you've got to do like I did to grow that following exponentially. Okay, 50. And if I give you just one of these steps, you could start growing it today. Okay, so you want to start meeting people on there. You want to start getting people to know who you are. You want them to be sticky followers. The first thing you want to look at, what are you posting? When people come to your page, look at three things. One, what value you're offering. Two, who you're associated with. And three, where have they seen you? So if you do not have amazing value on your page, your content is not incredible, your presentation is not incredible, they're just going to drift away and they won't be a sticky follower. So that's the first thing. If you have loads and loads and loads of followers and they're hundreds of thousands of followers, millions of followers, oh my God, they're going to stick, because it's the bandwagon effect. They're going to come to your page and they're going to say, why have I never found this page before? I want to follow this guy. I want to follow him. He's so good at what he does. And then the other thing is to look at, where have they seen you? So that's like press. You want to be putting all your press and stuff into that. Everything you've ever been in. And who you're associated with. So who are they seeing you alongside in this content? Who are you doing your talks with? Like I spoke about when I first began doing my Zoom talks. And I put them on my Instagram with big names. And then that built into my podcast. You know, and it's now a top rated podcast. And it sits on all the platforms, and I have great guests, and I just repurpose the content which we originally filmed. You can do this exact thing too, but you've got to look at what you are posting every day. So who have you spoken with? Use all your contacts. Who's bought your product? If nobody has, you start reaching out to people and getting some names alongside you. And I don't mean you have to go to an A-lister. That could be quite hard if you're just starting out, but you need to get brand association. They need to be able to trust you, and when they see a familiar face, they're more likely to trust you. So your content is crucial. On your content, you got to make sure every day, and this is still only in tip one. It could take quite a while to go through every tip. But I know this.
I think I'll do part two sometime or something. Oh, yeah. I'll have to figure something out. We'll have to do a clubhouse. I don't know, but this is going to be
100%. So yeah. Part one, see, what you only want to look at is how often you're posting. You want to be posting around once a day. Now, there are tips and methods you can do to grow your content fast. I'm going to tell you now. Me, Prince EA, Jay Shetty, we've all done it. And a lot of really big speakers do it. I'll tell you what we do. We post generic videos of something which pulls on a heartstring. Maybe it's an emotional video. Maybe it's a really cute little dog video. Maybe it's a beautiful image of someone coming back after the war meeting their child. Whatever it might be, you post a video. It might not be yours. You've got to find it, but you've got to tag them. Okay, so you've got to find this generic content, or you can buy it online. When you find these beautiful generic videos, what you will then do is you will repurpose that and you'll use it on your page and you'll write something underneath it like double tap if you think blah, blah, blah about the video. Double tap if this tickled your heart today. Double tap if you agree. And then people will start to share it. They'll double tap and they'll share it with a friend. Like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. It's so emotional. That's what you want. You want people to say, oh, wow. this is a great page, I want to follow. But you don't put the generic content up every day. It's got to be in keeping with your brand as well. Not always, like if you put up a cute little animal, maybe that's nothing to do with your brand. But the point is, this is how you go viral. Why do you go viral like this? Because when loads of people are double tapping like, when loads of people are commenting, they're sharing their story, they're saving the image, and they're sending it to friends. Do you know what happens? That post goes to the explore page. And when you're post goes to the explore page on Instagram. That's because the algorithm has said, hey, this is a really popular post. Loads of people are liking it. Loads of people are commenting on it. Let's put it on the explore page for more people to see. Now, honey, you can go viral. Now, hundreds of thousands of people can see your post on the explore page, and you have the ability to gain tens of thousands of followers literally in one post, just like that. And this is what I did. So I grew it through a lot of generic content like this. And then you would go back and so you'll do your post, a sales post, something else about you, and then a generic post. And then again, the cycle, something about the business that you have, why it serves others for day two, day three might be a testimonial, day four is the product itself, day five, generic video. And you don't even have to leave the generic video for that long. I would if it's relevant to you. So if you're teaching, if you're a coach, okay, in business, and you want to teach your clients around why business is so important and using a certain tool, then you put up a video, an emotional video, something that people understand through this video. And then you say, you see how this also applies in business, because here in business, we can use this tool that I've created, which is similar to this guy in the video. Do you understand? So you can always refer it back. Anyway, it's a fantastic way to grow. So use those points and get started with that.